So, there are doors, hushanalos belaila, these doors are closed at night, every night. V'yeshomrim abishayin na'alos, someone says that even if they're not closed, ela tzorek shiruyes lanal, that they could be closed. It's enough to have a door there that could be closed, right? And that's really what they're going to rely on. Maybe you can close it once a year, not once a year. It's enough to have it, and there's a discussion of what that means, of could we close, not close, etc. Okay? That's if it's a rishus harabim. The acharsha asla tikkun lasis, once you have the doors up there, chashuva kol kachatzer achas, it's all like one chatzer, and you don't have to, you're good. You've sealed off the thing, all the streets in that sealed area are good. You don't have to shut any mavois. And do you have a shtram where you shut it, where it's walled in, and there's doors? Or it goes through, it's a road of shtarabim, and you shut the two sides of it with doors?
The areas around it are fine.
Exactly. Now, says the Be'er Halacha on this, he named a vor b'sif zeh, you see from the sif, the b'rishus shtarabim, bayi delasas l'kuli alma. The kufitz shaman, everyone says you need delasas. Well, there kamaisa tzarech lino. And according to the first opinion, if even close them, it's not enough to even have them, the doors there that could be closed. After it should be closed. Well, there basreisa, and it's enough that it could be closed. He says, in Ken, I have a kasha. How is it that people rely on Erevin, that's a tzuris of Pesach Erevin, where there are streets that are 16 amas. Right? And even you find cities that are 16 amas where they go, like El Camino, it goes right through. And there's 16 amas. How in the world are they relying on tzuris of Pesach?
Aren't they using the kula of the 600,000?
Or not? We're going to see. He doesn't like that. Mr. Rus is not to rely on that lechatchila. That's what we said last week, right? V'lesmoch al shita d'lidan leis lamish sarabim. This is for you, Nachum. And to say, there's not really the 600,000 people. It's really schwer. It's kasha moed. D'bemes rovi shalom sovrim. D'gam b'didan. Even our things are rishu sarabim. He says, see the Mishkanas Yaakov. We've got machmir. Because he holds that there's that your roads are 16 amas long, 16 amas wide. Then can kasha, this is look at how it's Chaim says, kasha lishmoch ozeh b'isr skila. We're talking about if you're over Shabbos, you're chayv skila. Kasha! How in the world, says the Chavetz Chaim, we're a suffix. Didn't you ask me this? If it's a suffix, Rishus Harabim, we're suffix skila. Say it like you know, today to be politically correct, you know what? Make people nervous, no one likes to talk about skila. Skila! You go ahead and you're gonna go ahead, you need doors. Where's your doors? How is it that in Chotz Chaim's time and way before him, they're having Erevin, right? And the Shulchan Aruch Nachum may not liked it, but they did it. Well, what's Tutzach here?
Says the Chotz Chaim.
Huh?
Could you give Hatra to that? There's a suffix that this is breaking Shabbos.
Yeah, Hasra. There were Gedolim who built Erevin. Yes, the first answer how they did that. Hasra. People greater than the Chavetz Chaim who let Erevin. Rekivi Agers, Rabbi Yanki Velisas. You know, people much greater than the Chavetz Chaim who lived 250 years before him had Erevin in their cities. How are they relying on this? He wants to know. Right? They're not Hasra. What are they relying on?
What?
They had 600, no, but it's the streets were 600 amas. He said, don't wait.
Yeah.
You want to come on to 600,000. The Chafetz Chaim really doesn't like the 600,000. He doesn't want to rely on that in and of itself. So he says, V'nachon nesom chashis ha-Rambam. He says, first of all, so what's the svar here? That the Rambam holds, according to Rabbi Elazar, the gam the ish gam Rabbi Elazar below the losses k'muchu Rambam. One second. The pasuk Rabbi Elazar to lo asur Rambam k'mavat l'mechitza. Rambam flat out pasuk the Rabbi Elazar that the Rambam cannot come and be mavat l'mechitza. The day b'vadim in the Torah. So according to the Rambam, for sure it's source of Pesach. We'll take off the din d'oraisa. So if you would have even a city, a huge city, and you have source of Pesach, it would take off the isur d'oraisa. Still be isur d'rabanan. Right?
What do you mean it takes it off? Didn't we say...
You're still in Isra Derabbanan. According to the Rabbim, Rambam, if you hold Lo Aser Rambam Mevat Lemechitzta...
But you still have... He still regards it as Rosh Hashanah.
Midir Rabbanan, not Midir Isra. Exactly.
Just because...
The Tzuras of Pesach. That's already considered at some level a wall. It does, and it doesn't. It's not Aser Rambam Mevat Lemechitzta. So he said, "Vayim etzur sort of lo nisher." It's only Isra Derabbanan. They got the Ish Kalam Eliezer below the losses. Since that that's the case, you could, since it's only Isra Derabbanan, since only Isra Derabbanan. So then you can rely on the fact that 600,000 people is anyways needed to make it. It's only a karmless, and therefore it's just a best of it. It's a double whammy. One is that you have to pass like a real lezer, that it's lo aser am avat mechitza, so it becomes an iser derabbanan. And then you can say, anyways, it's a karmless, I can rely on the opinions that you need 600,000 people, and both of them, it's just a Pesach works. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. And then he says, he says, this is not so poshet. He says, Valkane, af the aimum chos biyad ha'oilam shenagol ha'kol. So we shouldn't be moicha. Biyad ha'swa. People have what to rely on. First of all, there is, we don't say asra amim avad l'machitzta. And second of all, it's not 600,000, but this doesn't apply, right, for 600,000 people. But you can say, there's not 600,000 people on the road. There's also svaras of this. So you can say it's a suffix in this. So you should not protest those who are makel to use this kind of erevin. That's what Chavetz Chaim says. Aval, bal nefesh achlanato, you machmer for yourself. Be machmer. You yourself should be machmer. Now, on the side here...
So it's actually the language of Chacham Avadi uses the sentence very against Eruvim in general.
Well, wait a second. I know Chacham Avadi is a different reason, which we'll get to. Not for this. Again, most Yerushalayim, you know, most of the Chassidim, Yeshivas, all these Eruvim in Yerushalayim. I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. I know these do. You know, they all rely on the Erev. 95% of Yerushalayim relies on the Erev. You know, some people are machmer for this reason. But we'll see in a second. This is actually, we're going to see why our Erev, Ezra Hashem, is a really good Erev. And there was still room to be machmer, but it's a really good Erev. On the side here, actually, I have it printed, but again, it's so long and complicated. The Chazon Ish. You heard the Chazon Ish?
My brother's named after.
Really? Avraham Mishael? So you heard of him? Chazon Ish, the Pesach after the Holocaust, was already, Reb Chaim Ozer was speaking to him in the 30s of the Paris Erev. And in these tshuvas going back and forth, Reb Chaim Ozer was the Gadol Dor from Vilna, Klal Yisrael was Reb Chaim, Chavetz Chaim was Mavat himself to Reb Chaim Ozer and Psach, very often. So the Chazon Ish says an unbelievable thing, which according to him, and Chaim Ozer, it makes an Erev like ours and many other Erevim much better. So das Chazon Ish shel halacha in halach harabim avatas mechitza b'makom shegeder. I'm reading the Dirshu shorthand for Cliff Notes version of Chazon Ish. Shegeder mechitza sha'ome ben meruba ala paris. So if you have majority mechitzas, here's a picture. This is the Chazon Ish's own picture. I feel bad for people who didn't. Quite a few listen to this. Here is the Chazon Ish's picture. He wrote this picture, okay? You have wall, wall, wall. Now there's breaks in the walls here, right? But majority is ome meruba ala parts. There's more wall than opening. And you have it in one direction, two direction, three direction. You see that? So there are breaks, less breaks. You gotta close these breaks. But this case, says the Chazon Ish, is the kulei alma, not rishus harabim. If it's majority wall on three sides, is the kulei alma not rishus harabim? Says the Chazon Ish in mevat mechitza. There's no question, according to all opinions, that if it's oimim ruel al paretz on three sides, that it's not mevat of us. And the Maaseh, the Chavetz Chaim doesn't understand it this way. Chavetz Chaim says that you still can be hilach rabim. Then he says, oh, sorry, take a second. Then he says something more than that. Shigamim also showed Machisha Almer parts of Razer Mutter. Varak Suras a Pesam of Ali the Alikram Lefisha in a Hashush and Davachitis. I feel that's Harambam. So he says, but when it's an ear, which is in a city, I'm going to quote the LA thing, when it's majority with three walls, then it's walled. And even if it's going to be more than that, then it's out of Rishus Rabbim. Okay? His Chazir said this, and he quotes B'chaim Ozer, by Paris, which had 600,000 people, Shemu'ila Takan Ali Tzuras HaPesach, you can use Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because Paris had majority walls on three sides. And therefore, there's no koach haram to mvatel tzmachitzas in such a case. So it does two things. It takes you out of Rishus Rabbim, and it makes it a mvatelin. And those are the two criteria you need. So said the Chazon Ish, if you have both of these criteria, then it's okay. Listen to this. It's gonna get late, so I'm gonna do the next part next week. But listen, this is the next part is if the openings are 10 amas more, does that work? But just listen to this is the RCC when the LA Arab was built about 16 years ago. So the RCC put out a guidebook. And in the guidebook, it talks about how is this Arab different? Why the RCC holds this Arab is good, and they did not hold the previous Arabs per se. Proper use of the Erev, no ball playing with the Erev. They want to make clear that the Erev is not here to play ball with. Erev do not using an umbrella, riding a bicycle, scooter, using roller skates for other reasons. What is allowed? I'll just briefly, because I have it here. Commonly, the RC is the VOD of California. It is most of the major rabbinim in Los Angeles, San Diego, and of course San Jose. You know, I don't remember the RCC. But they did the LA Arab. So if you think of any major LA Rav, Kamat, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, etc., they're members of the RCC. In Hancock, in Pico, in Fairfax, in the Valley, in all those areas, Calabasas, they're all connected. Irvine, they're all going to be all of the mainstream Rabbanim, be that yeshivish, more centrist, they're all members of the RCC, essentially. Only if you're like a renegade, you wouldn't be. Or whatever, you know, part of the RC, or you do something which is chutz l'machaneh, outside the camp. Okay? So, you can use baby carriages, strollers, canes, walkers, wheelchairs, food, including presents, ask your rabbi how to do that, handkerchiefs, gloves, rainhouse, house keys, sitters, safers, medicines, all of that is okay with the Erev. Checking the status of the Erev. Now, they get into a definition of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? This is what they say. There are a number of criteria that have to be met in order to, because they're going to explain why the LA Erev. Now, the LA Erev is actually the person Miller Erev is saying how big the San Jose Erev is. You know, the LA Erev is 50 square miles, 50 miles around. Ours is about 25. So we have a big Erev being built. But they wanted to explain why but LA is a much more dense city. The city itself has millions of people. We only have a million. San Jose is actually pretty spread out the way the city's set up. So they were trying why they hold this Erev is good, right? Because why is Rabbi Bess and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Sauer, Rabbi Teichman okaying the LA Erev? Like, we just learned all of these shitas, right? It's a little blurry. I hope it's a little blurry because it's all shitas. When you're younger? Okay. So why are they all? So it says follows. There are a number of criteria that have to be met in order for an area to qualify as shabbim. 16 amma. The area must have a thoroughfare which is approximately 24 or 32 feet wide, depending on what you hold an amma is. The street must be open to the public and cannot have a roof over it. So that, any roofs in LA? I don't think so, right? They're all streets open to the public. So those are 16 ammas. 600,000 people. There's a dispute amongst the rishonim whether a requirement of a shabbim is that of 600,000 people use a street. There's a major debate on how to define the requirement of 600 people in light of the fact that we require 600,000 people to, according to the Shulchan Aruch, of over b'chol yom, which simply interpreted means that it has to be a street traversed by 600,000 people every day. That's what this mechaber sounds like. We mentioned that last time. But this is very difficult, they say. Why is this? When the Gemara calls certain locales Rosh Rabbim, it's almost clearly Pashit that not, there were 600,000 people. When the Gemara is doing Erevin, it doesn't sound like it. The Gemara's, it'll be way... right? He says the pictures of the Levi of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now, this, they put this out, I think, in 2002. But like Rav Shach had, was passed away after that, and Rav Chaim Avadia, they had over, each of them had about 800,000 people plus at the Levi, around 800,000 people. So, but at the time, Shlomo Zalman had 300,000 people. And they, those, the pictures I show of the Levias, the 300,000 people were in all directions, and all, they were, he said that if you hold 600,000 people one day, it's very hard when you actually see what 600,000 people look like. They didn't have cars then, so they'd have to be traversing on either camel or donkey or foot on those roads. By the way, you asked last time, 16 amas, I said even the sidewalks, because that's a, people walk there. People bike there. That's part of, it's not just cars. Our street didn't mean cars, it meant how people traveled. So today, there's human beings travel on their foot on the sidewalks, and people travel in their cars on the road. But it's all part of, it's all made to walk, right? The Ritva says the population of 600,000 of Yerushalayim was 600,000, and only the, when the suburbs of Yerushalayim would go in there, kind of like what I mentioned Manhattan, it would get to 600,000 people. So it said, granted that some people do say it's 600,000 each day, but the consensus of Poskim, the Chazon Ish, Moshe Becker, Rabbi Gusman, Rabbi Moshe Stern, of Shulzan, Arbach, Rav Yashiv, all held not that way. They hold, like I said last time, I'm going to skip this, that has to be used by 600,000 people.
Service by it.
And they say that, that's what the Gemara says, that Machane Leviya was a Rosh Hasharabim. Why was Machane Leviya a Rosh Hasharabim? Because everyone was was going to ask Moshe Rabbeinu questions. So in the Midbar, Machane Leviya was already considered Rosh Hasharabim by itself, because everyone used Machane Leviya to get to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, so there's 600,000 people using that path.
No,
it doesn't have to be. Right, it's rather Machane Leviya was available to 600,000 to use every day, even though they did not actually use it. But it was available; it was from there whenever you wanted it. Therefore, the consensus of Poskim is that those major streets that are used by people of the city are considered streets that serve 600,000 people. That's the major streets; those are going to be Rosh Hasharabims. Okay, Reb Chaim Ozer felt that Paris was Rosh Hasharabim. If just having 600,000 people, despite the fact that there were not such people on the street every day. And then he brings down Rav Gusman and said, well, if that's the case, how did Warsaw have an Erev? He answered that Warsaw did not have the main streets like Paris or Brooklyn, where there were 600,000 people from all around using the streets. Warsaw expanded in a manner that people from various parts of the city did not use any single street. They were using adjacent neighborhoods to get in and out of Warsaw, right? They were using, they basically stayed in their part of the city, as a general rule, okay? Then they say Los Angeles has streets such as La Brea, Wilshire, Olympic, and others which are heavily traveled daily and should be considered Rosh Hasharabim D'Oraisa. Shulchan Aruch states that if it's Rosh Hasharabim D'Oraisa, we need one or two things. Tzlosus Nu'ulas Balayla, the city must be walled and have doors. So you see, LA doesn't want to rely on and they actually really get closer to this, but their city, they're holding, it serves 600,000 people, the streets. So they say, well, if that's the case, either they need to have delosos, doors, okay, or delosos royos linol, we don't require doors that actually close every night, but they rather there are doors which are fit to be closed every night. Okay. What?
In Philadelphia.
Like that, like when they close City Line Avenue in Philadelphia, exactly. Based on the fact that Shulchan Aruch seems to favor the opinion that Rosh Hashanah does not need 600,000, and Rosh Hashanah does require a nightly closed door, the Mishnah Berurah asks, so we're just the Ber Lacha, why in the European cities, which had streets 16 amos wide, which are, according to many Rishonim, actually majority of Rishonim, Rosh Hasharabim, even without 600,000 people, was there an Erev? These students in Europe, they had streets 16 amos wide, which they were using to serve Pesach. Right? How did they do that? That was Mishnah Berurah's question. So he quotes the Mishnah Berurah. They go through that whole thing. I just read it aside. That it's that it, that they're relying on that, that it's Rabbanon, that Shasa Pesach makes it Rabbanon? Okay. And because we don't say Asir Rabbi Mevat Mechitzas, we do not say Shasa Pesach. The Rabbanon passes like Rabbi Lezer, not Mevat Mechitzas. And then you could rely on the fact that other opinions hold in the 6,000. Okay. That's
this is a new Arab.
This is the summary. No, they're not going to rely on this. So they say, they quote this Mishnah Berurah, and Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't like this much. There are 2 points in Mishnah Berurah which are novel. A perusal post with other generations seems to show that historically Erevin were predicted upon relying on the opinion that we require 600,000 people for Sarabim. The Mishnah Berurah, after concluding that most Shurim do not require 600,000 to qualify as Shurim, finds it difficult to rely on that opinion, and rather relies on the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that it's not Asir Rabbi Mevat Mechitzas. And the second thing is that Lo Asir Rabbi Mevat Mechitzas itself is a Machlekes Rishonim. Okay? So, then they say, in a city with 600 people, the conventionally accepted lenient base of historical Erevin could not apply. So even the Mishnah Berurah, you understand, the Mishnah Berurah's heter would be very problematic. Unless you're going to rely on another opinion that the 600,000 people have to be on the road every day, like the Mechaber's opinion, right? Instead of, because if we say that the roads are service to 600,000 people, that would be a problem, okay? And LA for sure has that. San Jose, I don't think we really have that per se. I think we're much less like, I don't know if any area can say. Meridian is not servicing 600,000 people. Hamilton's not. Right. We have no major thoroughfares. Even the Hamilton Expressway is not doing that. Right? It's not servicing that kind of population because people on the east side are not using these streets of San Jose. Right? East San Jose is not coming. The downtown people are not coming through here like that. It just, if you're in downtown, you're going north or you're going up to 280 the other way. They're not driving through this area. I mean, on a general basis.
You have like a distributed road system, I say.
But San Jose, for a second. LA does have this. LA has like these major roads cutting through, and everyone's going to Olympia and Wilshire. Like, that's, you know, everyone wants to see that's the Hollywood. That's just Hollywood! You know? But we still have Chaim Ozer to deal with. That means if it has 600,000 people, it's already a machane. So he said, in the only halachically valid solution for a city that meets the criteria of 600,000 is suggested in the response of Rabbi Chaim Ozer himself. He discusses the possibility of an Erev in pre-war Paris and proposes that if we have three walls of Oman and Rubal apart, the Chassid says the same thing. So Rabbi Chaim Ozer and Chassid, and by the way, you don't quote this, I think Rabbi Yitzchak Inspector says this as well, and others, you have three walls of Oman and Rubal apart, and one seals off the breaches with a Tzuras HaPesach, there's no need for doors. What does San Jose have? We have three plus walls. We all have four full walls. All right. We have the 280 on the north. We have the canals going down on the Guadalupe and on the Ross. Those are walls. Those are solid.
We're going to close off all the...
And we have to close all our...
Well, we don't even have to worry about it because we don't have 600,000. We don't have to worry like LA does, do we?
We have to worry according to the opinions at 600,000 alone. That which is that those opinions, the minority opinion, but those opinions that hold it.
Want to make sure you cover everything.
Skilo. I didn't do it for that reason, but I did it. But you want it, but yeah, we covered even that reason. I mean, I had that in mind, I must say. So he says then you can search the Pesach for the rest. The response is based on the following. So what's the Lam Deser B'Chaim Ozer? He says, as mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that we rely on the opinion of the Rambam that Lo Asir Rabbi Mevat Mechitzas. The Rambam says that even though people are walking, driving cars, bicycling under these Tzuras HaPesach, right? The Rambam says that it's explicit in the case of Shem Dal Mechitzas. But if you have corner posts or three sides of true walls, then no doors would be required. This reasoning is explained in the Chazon Ish, used by the Beis Ephraim. It should be known that the Beis Ephraim says that even according to the pens of doors have to be closed at night, he would hold Lo Asiram Mevat Lechitzas, which even strengthens Reb Chaim Ozer. The leniency of Reb Chaim Ozer is based on the halacha following Rabbi Elazar of Lo Asirabim. In fact, even the Mishnah Berurah has to say that we follow Rabbi Elazar, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only way you can build an Erev is walls. Walls and doors. That's it.
No,
so the LA says, this is the basis of the Toronto West Rogers. This is these Erevs became before the big LA City Erev. Toronto uses Reb Chaim Moser. The West Rogers Park is in Chicago. Use that. San Fernando Valley, which is a valley in LA, all relied on this thing. So therefore, this is the LA summary, and then I'm going to get to the last thing. In halakhic terms, the newly constructed Erev is a substantial upgrade. Firstly, they did a lot of chumras, and then they relied on this Reb Chaim Moser. We have Rav Mechitzes. What?
They don't have the three walls.
They did. They went all the way out to Caltrans in LA.
Oh,
they went, that was why originally they had Shosa Pesach Erev. They had an Erev where they're just relying on poles and wires and electric, and they're saying, and you should know that Erev was in Pico and in other places, and the firm of them said, you can't carry it. Asir Gamar. I know the guy who's responsible for building the LA Erev. His name is Howard Wicken. He was actually somewhat helpful with our Erev as well. So he told me the story. He said, he's a Balchuva, this guy. He's an insurance guy. He actually makes Estro Glickers. He's like one of these, like, interesting guys. He's an insurance guy. He told me he got to L.A. He's, you know, the Frum people were not carrying. Just because they didn't want to line up Tzursa Pesach Erev in the middle. I mean, it's a big jump to do that, you know. Chas v'shalom, they have what to rely on. No one's saying you have nothing to rely on. They're going to rely on it. There's not 600,000 people in the streets in one day. So that's the Mechaber's opinion, by the way. Even though most people say, how could you ever rely on that? The Mechamar doesn't sound like that way. The Rishonim don't sound like that way. You know, but the Shulchan Aruch technically paskins that way. So I don't think I would throw a stone at anyone who did that. If they rely on a Tzursa Pesach Erev, because they're going to say that unless you have 600,000 people on one street, it's not Shurabim. Okay? But the vast majority of Rishonim Aruch don't hold that way. So he's got Howard Wicken saying, you know, what could I do to do an Erev? So this guy, imagine the guy walked into LA. He's not, this just shows the power of one guy, by the way. Not a Rosh Hashiva. You know, one Yid. A Baal Tshuva comes to LA and says, what's coming on? What is there any way to build an Erev? In LA, you know, which is a huge city. So I said, yeah, if you have walls, so they went, he figured it out. It took him a few, he went all the way out to these outer walls and they did nuclear power with Caltrans. I mean, like literally nuclear. They built things, crazy stuff. It took them with going to the president of the United States, actually. 7 years with Caltrans. Just to know this, by the way, took them 7 years to get through Caltrans. That's what they did. And this one guy, because of him, they went all the way out to build them in. And the last thing, this is what I wanted to do. The bottom line, you know. And the bottom line is should you rely on this? Should you rely on the LA Erev Lechatchila? Okay, so they go through what Baal Nefesh Yachmer is. So he says historically the type of Erev and constructed in the small towns, fell into the fifth category, the general practice leniency, while the Baal Nefesh, those seeking a higher level of observance, were recommended to be Machmer. Los Angeles is a city with a population of a few million people, with streets that are relatively straight and extend for miles and service 600 miles is unique. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Ozer said, if LA is for sure Rosh Hashirabim, 600,000 people, but we use the three walls around it. So we're out of that. So how does one weigh the efficiency of an Erev built with three walls with its breaches closed with Tzurtza Pesach in a city of 600 people, and, you know, how would our contemporary Paskim classify the proposed Erev? So they said that the RCC said that they took it to the postal generation. The response ranged from the Erev and the LA Erev should be relied only in case of true necessity. Which, by the way, Ray Best said this, and I heard he did not use the Erev for years, but I heard when his father came and he was sick, he pushed him in his wheelchair. So,
you talking about the old one or the new one?
Who?
The new one.
Even the new one,
because it has 600,000 people. But they also have major streets going through where they hold theirs is much more problem than that, because they have the streets that have 600,000 people, services on it. They said, we also have streets that service 600,000 people that go through the city, essentially.
But
we have this and that, which the Chasan Ish, Reb Chaim Ozer, and Mitzvah Chan Spector, all hell-like. So some said that, and some said, is haraitza lahakmer yakmer, but the ma'arabim can be mako. So they're obviously accepted to supervise it, and that's the parameters. I will tell you that in Yerushalayim, when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, they used to say like this, Yerushalayim, that Reb Nachum in the Mir, that Reb Nachum Pratzavis was a Yeshiva in the Mir in the 70s, to say that for a Bachar, there's no heter to use the Erev in Yerushalayim, because what do you need to use the Erev for? But for a married man, it's a chzarius. It's cruelty not to. Because you're married, you have a wife, you have kids, you gotta use Erev! So, by the way, when, you know, whether it's me or anyone's machmer, it's, you can always use machmer for yourself, but if your parents need to, if you have an elderly parents, like my best showed himself, when his father needs to be pushed in a stroller, if you have a wife with kids, all that changes the question. It's like any other chumrah in the world. It's different when you're being machmer on yourself and you're machmer on other people. The Erev that we'll have is a great Erev. Because even Reb Chaim Ozer, who held 600,000, held it if it's this way. So we're good according. We're not some according.
So we could. The rabbi would have even. If we had to build our Erev just with the Shlosser Pesach, we probably would be fine with that as well.
There, that would have been a huge machlekes. But it would have been what to rely on. What to rely on. The challenge with building a Shlosser Pesach Erev, besides, is it mutter? The fact that the Mishkanus Yaakov and many others hold it's not good. And according to Reb Chaim Ozer, it's not good. Is the actual Tzuras HaPesach? I mean, do you have to actually make sure the Tzuras HaPesach? No, they were never. Well, Eretz Yisrael, they can do whatever they want. But actually, Eretz Yisrael, they have barrels under the poles in many places. They're not putting poles. Wait a second. In the middle of Yerushalayim, they're not putting poles and wires around the whole city like that. They rely on electric, and they put barrels there. Like they have all kinds of things they can do whatever they want there. But in a city like here, let's say I don't want to. In certain cities, they're going to rely on electric poles and putting lechis on them. Now, there are major metropolitan areas that many people hold are not kosher because the lechis don't go under the wires, they come off. There's all kinds of other issues you deal with in a Tzuras HaPesach Erev. Besides that, you know, there's major, even if they would let us do that.
With the old city of Jerusalem that's completely surrounded by
walls. Well, yeah, so, yeah, they're punctured those walls. So if you have Tzuras HaPesach closing those punctures,
then the doors are closed every night, aren't they?
No, Shar Ashba,
they can be closed.
They're not, never.
They can be closed.
There's no doors there. But Shar Ashba's those doors anymore.
All of them have doors.
Not Shar Ashba anymore, I don't think so.
But if, as long as you had what do you have to have there?
You would, well, today there's no main road to the old city of Yerushalayim.
Right.
So all you need is either the doors to be closed or could be closed, or if they are there to I heard that Shar Yaffa doesn't have a door. I don't think so, and they'd have to have a Tzuras HaPesach there.
Let's just say theoretically.
Yeah.
Let's say theoretically you had a wall.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, nobody's gonna. That's a perfect.
Perfect.
Nobody's gonna.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah, and then actually. Many of the settlements in Israel, by the way, they're fenced completely. They fence them around, or they don't have to do anything as far as the wall. They still have to do a Erev Chatzeres or a Shkurs Hashus,
right.
And that stuff I'll pick up next week.
Okay.
Good stuff. No.
Very good.
But you see, our Erev, when you learn the sugya, you learn how we have an excellent Erev,
according to
Reb Chaim Ozer.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Even Reb Chaim Ozer holds 600,000 people.
That's what I'm saying.
But and those like him would hold that our Erev is good.
And we don't have because we
have 600,000 people in San Jose.
No, I meant that, sir.
No, Reb Chaim Ozer says even if there's a city of 600,000 people, it's a problem.
Less or more.
More than it, it's a problem. But if you have what we have, it's not a problem.
I see.
Like, you know, like I saw in this new Erev Sefer, they said that Rav Yosha said that once Yerushalayim has 600,000 people, do not rely on a Tzuras HaPesach Erev in Yerushalayim.
So ours would work even for...
Exactly. Ours is an excellent Erev. Baruch Hashem. Which now we just need the last permit to build it.
What?
Now we need to get the last permit to build it.
All right.
Yeah.